Nearly 4 million voters went to the polls in California yesterday to help narrow a crowded field of office seekers ahead of the November general election. To help break down that primary, KUNR's political reporter Paul Boger joins us now to talk about the results. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about California's primaries. Were there any big upsets?
Not really, no. Starting with the governor's race, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom was the heavy favorite heading into yesterday's primary. Newsom, a former mayor of San Francisco and liberal darling, consistently had more money and name recognition, and that really carried the day for him, helping him garner more than 33% of the vote. On the flip side of that, little-known Republican businessman John Cox of San Diego finished second overall, getting 26% of the vote. Cox entered the race earlier this year with no political experience, and despite that fact, the real estate developer had been largely coasting on his own money to fund the campaign. Cox has been running on a platform of criticizing Democrats for many of California's woes, including overregulation and overtaxation. And really, a bump from President Trump a couple weeks ago with a tweet really set him above the rest of the candidates. What was surprising is that former L.A. Mayor Democrat Antonio Villaraigosa finished a somewhat distant third at 13%. At one point, he had been polling second, and it looked like he could face Newsom in the general, but Villaraigosa just couldn't seem to get enough support from Latinos and moderates, which were essentially his base while he was mayor.
So there was some speculation that longtime Senator Dianne Feinstein was facing a tougher-than-usual primary challenge. Did that come to fruition at all?
Yeah, if there was any concern about that before last night, it should be over now. In a race that included 41 challengers, Feinstein walked away with more than 43% of the vote. Her closest challenger was state senator and fellow Democrat Kevin DeLeon, who was only able to get about 11%. Now, that's not saying nothing. DeLeon has been Feinstein's biggest critic this election cycle. He's considered far more progressive than her and has been knocking Feinstein for not being more resistant to the Trump administration. What's really interesting is in all of this is that this marks the second time in a row that Republicans have been shut out of a California U.S. Senate race because of the state's unusual primary system, where only the top two vote getters advance to the general election, regardless of party.
What about congressional races?
Yeah, most of Eastern California is broken up into the 1st, 4th, and 8th congressional districts. And it's really no surprise there that the Republican incumbents took the top spots in all of those races. To break that down a little further, in District 1, which includes almost all of Northern California, including Lassen, Plumas, Shasta, Sierra, and parts of Nevada, Glenn, and Placer counties, Chico Democrat Audrey Denny will face an uphill battle against Republican Doug LaMalfa, who has basically won the last three general elections in a landslide. In District 4, which runs from Truckee almost down to Fresno, includes all of the California side of Tahoe, incumbent Tom McClintock will get a challenge from Democrat Jesse Morse. Now others have listed this particular race as one to watch because they believe it's one that Democrats can flip the seat on. But I just don't see that. It's one of the reddest districts in California, and McClintock walked away with more than 50% of the vote yesterday. Finally, District 8 is a little different. 8 is a huge, sprawling behemoth of a district which spans from south of Carson City almost all the way to the Joshua Tree National Park, and it's predominantly Republican. So much so that Republican Paul Cook is facing a challenge from another Republican, Tom Donnelly, in the general. That being said, third-place finisher Democrat Marjorie Doyle was down about 760 votes, and there are still some absentee and provisional ballots left to count, so that could change. Ultimately, though, it was a good night for Democrats in a state where Democrats dominate the political landscape.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Bree.